Whereas a shaylan daf pei bezum bez on the bottom, if a isha is nader mishteki kar, she asks enough from two kikars, but achas misana, achas emisana, one of them there is inu nefesh, one of them there's not. Mao, what's the din? So I'm relating where it says mefer misana, but mefer shein misana. She can be mefer for the husband can be mefer for the one that she's misana from, but not for the other kikar that she's not misana from. And the rush over here is bothered with the kasha that luchara, if you could once mefer for one, why don't we say neder shehotu miksasa hotar kule? She made a neder to ask her two things, and half the neder is hotar. That's a classic case. Another shotim miksasa hotar kulei. Why don't we say that now they're both mutter? Even the one she ain't a misana should become mutter as well. And the Rush answers. He says he said that the din of another shotim miksasa hotar kulei is only by hataras chacham. You're oikin the neder mikara. When you're oikin the neder mikara, then he could say that once the neder is nakam mikara, the neder will say, well, I wouldn't have been neder if I knew that half my neder wouldn't be chal. Now that the neder is not chal, I don't want the neder, and therefore we say hotim miksasa hotar kulei. But by baal who's not oikin mikara, it's oikin mikana la'aba. If it's an akir mikana laba, then there's no reason to say neder shotim miksasa hotar kulei, and we say that whatever is hotar, whatever is not hotar, is not hotar, and therefore the klal of hotar miksasa hotar kulei will not apply over here. That's the teretz of the Rush. The Stipler says a different teretz of his kasha. This is in so many tests over here in Nedarim, and he says like this, that he says that maybe you could say a different svar. It's not tali on mikana laba or being nakla mafer, but the pshat is like this. When you're akir and neder through a chacham, so the pshat is that the chacham is iker the whole dibur, the nada. That whole dibur, the nada that you made, it's kilu lohaya, kilu you never made it, because the akira is an akira is a dibur. Once you iker the dibur, then the whole dibur is nakar. You can't say, well, let half the iser bichal, the other half not bichal, because the dibur that asked both is no longer here, and once you iker the dibur, then there's no iser at all, and that's why hutam iksasa huta kulay. With Zakhtar Stipen by Hafaras Baal, it's not the pshat that he's being iker the dibur, he's not removing the dibur remains, he's just removing the iser. The iser, there is nigram because of your dibur, that's what he has a right to remove. He has a right to be mafkiya that iser that was chal. So once you're dining on the surim, then you could say that this iser is mutter, this iser is not mutter. One kikar, which is in an nefesh, you could be mefer. The other one, which is not in an nefesh, you can't be mefer, because there's really no shachas between these two isurim. There's no reason why one going off should take off the other one. If you're being iker the dibur, then the dibur shaft both the surim once the dibur is not here. There's no iser at all. But if it's not the dibur being iker, it's the iser being iker, then you could say that this iser is hutter, this one is not. And for that reason, you don't say another hutter miksasa to kule, and you're maviach with this, that it worked out even if the manda amr, that baal is meaker akar. There's a manda amr like that, and a tzad like that, and one nazir, that maybe the baal is also iker lemafreya. And lefi the alumnus of the stipler, he says that you could be mazbe even lefi that you wouldn't say hutter miksasa to kule over here, because you're not being mater the dibur, you're being mater the iser.